I just on a completely separate topic. We just happened to be. I was learning with some of the guys the mitzvah, the issur of mechikas Hashem. So just want to say a quick point. That's interesting. There are two things interesting with that mitzvah. First of all, the mitzvah is called Lo Sasan, right? Which, if you just look up the mitzvah Lo Sasan Kein Lashem Elokecha, so then you don't really know what it means, right? Because it's a negation of an asay that you should do to Avodah Zarah. The pasuk in Re'eh it starts out, it says you should destroy all the Avodah Zarah, and then Lo Sasan Kein Lashem Elokecha. So it's interesting to just in formulation that the mitzvah really is definitively tied to the erasing, to the destruction of Avodah Zarah. Meaning to say that you can't separate it. You can't separate the two. Part of the idea of it's really two aspects of one thing. And that is like we say, call a kofar above Avodah Zarah is the mode of the call Torah Kula, and vice versa. So the idea is the search for the desire for the MS necessitates both. Necessitates the first the ridding of the Avodah Zarah, and then the preserving of the Torah. But you could think about that more. But what I found interesting is like this: if you look in the halacha. So when you look at least in the Rambam, has like this, that the mitzvah by the Avodah Zarah is primarily defined as destroying the idols, destroying the base of Avodah Zarah, destroying the mizbechos, all of those things, the destruction of the physical entities of the Avodah Zarah. But when it comes to the lav, the essence of the lav seems to be the Shem Hashem. So it's funny. Why isn't it exactly? If we're saying they're tied to each other, right, and the assay and the lava just the lava is really derived from the assay, so then how come the assay the lava should be essentially don't destroy the base of Mikdash, don't destroy the Mizbech? I mean it is brought down as one of the things, but it doesn't seem to be the essence of it. And furthermore, there doesn't even seem to really be a mitzvah of destroying the shame of Avodah Zarah. I couldn't find that anywhere. I didn't get a chance to look. It seems there's no debut to mention something about it. But it's not in the basic halacha. There's no mitzvah if you see the word. Right. You have to erase it.
Right. Yimach Shema.
There is the Gemara does mention, there is a sheet that says the mitzvah to make up funny names for them.
Right.
You know? And there is an issur of lo yishama picha, but it's not the ikar of the mitzvah. So I was thinking like this: that the reason is because they really are two; they really do go together, and they really are an idea of getting rid of the sheker and embracing the truth. But you have to understand each one has to be in its primary form, and what the Torah is really telling you is that in terms of Avodah Zarah, nobody runs to Avodah Zarah because of the MS, because of the ideas of Avodah Zarah. There's no, it's sheker. They don't run to it because of the idea. They're drawn to it because of the practice. The ikar of Avodah Zarah is an emotional draw to the practice, to the idol, to the worship. It captivates a person and it feeds into his fantasy. So that's it. Really, only is its ikar is really in its asiya. There's no truth to it. There's no value to the shame. Person doesn't do it because he loves the idea. It's because he thinks doing these things is going to get him somewhere. So the destruction of the Avodah Zarah is primarily a removal of the things that are the draw. That's the practice. But on the other side, lahavdil, when we have a mitzvah of protecting the Torah, that's emphasizing the emes of Torah. That's contained in the idea of the shame. So they do go together. And it's to remove the draws of the emotions towards the idolatrous practices and embrace the emes of the ideas of the shame. So that's why they're expressed primarily in a different form, but essentially revolving around one central idea. Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Yeah, Aaron is saying also very good. That he's saying that the people who embrace the sheker, they want to destroy the truth. So it's saying don't engage in that whole thing. That's really the two the mitzvahs together is the exact opposite of the derech of the avos. They can't stand that there is a truth out there. That shakes their whole system down.
The shame is what bothers them.
The shame bothers them. Right. The shame bothers them. Right. Right. That's good. Yeah. It is. It is a.